Hybridization of organic compounds. Let us try to understand the concept of hybridization here. Hybridization is actually the process of mixing atomic orbitals of two different types, like s orbital and p orbital, or s orbital, p orbital, and d orbital. So they should be having some kind of same energy level, similar energy level, nearly same energy level, so that they can mix together to form a new hybrid, a new equivalent orbital. So this is called hybrid orbital. So the hybrid orbitals normally form sigma bonds, and it determines the shape and the geometry of the organic molecules. Let us see how it happens. Look at this table. We have got the different types of hybridization in carbon. sp3, sp2, sp. Simply speaking, we have got advanced hybridization, but let us not worry about it. Let me confine to only three types of hybridization. In the case of hybridization sp3, you will have only single bond, and its geometry will be tetrahedral. It is something like a camera tripod, you can say. And the bond angle is 109.5 degree. It involves four sigma bonds. And in fact, when you analyze this sp3, so 1 plus 3, 4. So totally 4. And the S character is 25%. Is it not? You just add, you have got 1S and 3P. So totally 4. 4 orbitals. So 4 means 100, out of which 1S. So 25. 1 by 4. The remaining 3 by 4 is P character. So this compound will have 25% S character and 75% P character. Now, the bond length between carbon and carbon, it is given in terms of 10 power minus 12 meter. It's called picometer or picometer. 10 power minus 12 meter. So 154 into 10 power minus 12 meter. But the CH bond length is 111. Now, let us come to double bond. It is a sp2 hybridized. So, wherever you see double bond, you can say it is sp2 hybridized. And the structure will be trigonal planar structure, that is triangular structure. And it has got 120 degree angle. Now, how many sigma bonds are formed? 3 sigma bonds are formed. So, if 3 sigma bonds are there, means, and what is the S character? It is 33.3%, because 2/3 will be P. So 66.7% is P character. Now you just observe, the S character has more than that of the sp3. Is it not? In sp3, you've got 25% S character, but in double bond, the S character is 33.3%. Do you understand this? Right. Now, you just look at the carbon-carbon bond length. It is 134. It has come down. And what about CH bond length? It is almost nearer only 110. Whereas when you look at the triple bond, that is SP, here you have got 180 degree bond angle. It is linear. So such type of molecules will be rod-like, linear. In the case of acetylene, you know, ethane, it is linear. C2H2, that is CH triple bond CH, it is linear. So you have only two sigma bonds, right? S and P. So in this case, what is the S character here? 50%. What about P? That is also 50%. Now you please tell me, in these three hybridization, which has the highest S character, SP3 or SP2 or SP? SP, okay. So, in this case, you have got 154, 134, 120 as the carbon-carbon bond length, and it is coming down. When it reaches the SP, it is only 120. So, now you are able to understand that as the multiple bonds are present, the bond length is reduced. Do you understand this concept? Okay. So, now we are able to have some predictions and inferences, and based on that, we can study in detail about the structures of various compounds also, right?